Well, today let's talk about Pete Carroll, who is an American football coach, who's the head coach and executive vice president of the Seattle Seahawks of the National Football League. He's a former head coach of the New York Jets, New England Patriots, and the USC Trojans of the University of Southern California. Carroll is one of only three football coaches who have won both a Super Bowl and a college football national championship. One of Carroll's greatest accomplishments was masterminding the defense known as the Legion of Boom, who led the NFL in scoring defense four straight years, becoming the first team to do so since the 1950s Cleveland Browns. Carroll is the oldest head coach currently working in the NFL. Carroll writes of his philosophy of coaching and leadership in his book, Win Forever, Live, Work, and Play Like a Champion. In it, he shares a great principle that not only works in sports, but also works in sports ministry, and the principle is to always compete. Carroll writes, lots of people talk about competition, especially those who seek to achieve high performance no matter what the profession. In my experience, however, the real essence of competing is often misunderstood. Competition to me is not about beating your opponent. It's about doing your best. It's about striving to reach your potential. And it is about being in a relentless pursuit of a competitive edge in everything you do. As I worked through the process of developing my vision and plan for success, I decided that competition had to be at the heart of everything we do. Absolutely everything. Our stated goal would be to do things better than they have ever been done before. When you think about it, that is a statement about competition in its purest form. However successful you may be, there is always some element you can improve upon, some achievement to exceed. I can't say this any more loudly or any more clearly. Competition is the central theme in the Win Forever philosophy. It is absolutely essential to our program. If food, water, and sleep are essential in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, competition is at the core of Win Forever's philosophical needs. Where Nike says, just do it, we say, if you want to win forever, always compete. Competition would become everything to the players and coaches in my next program. Competition is typically defined as a contest between individuals, groups, teams, or nations. It is a test of skills. In my world, however, competition is much more than that. It is a mentality, an outlook, and a way of approaching every day. The traditional definition of competition requires having an opponent. For players, the real opposition is not necessarily the team they are matched up against in a given week. Far from it. The real opposition is the challenge to remain focused on maximizing their abilities in preparation for the game. The Apostle Paul speaks about competing in his first letter to the church in Corinth. He writes, "Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win." Chapter 9, verse 24. He is basically saying that if you are in a race, then do not waste time. Run. You are in this thing called life to compete. More often than not, though, the competition is within. We are doing battle with the world and the flesh and the devil. John MacArthur talks about this text. He says, you'll never succeed in anything unless you're disciplined. You never succeed academically. You never succeed spiritually. You never succeed in your marriage. You'll never succeed anywhere, anytime, unless you're disciplined to that goal. And so he's saying, look, everybody that runs to win has self-control in everything. Man, when I look back on the days when I participated in athletics, and as I deal with athletes around me, I know this, and you know this, that you can't succeed at anything unless you pay a high price. What you eat is circumscribed. Your sleep, your exercise, it's continual. This becomes your life. And you hear them on the television talking about some of these Olympic athletes in the Winter Olympics who have spent year after year after year after year to get that thing hung around their neck. It's incredible. It's worth $110. In those days, it was a pine wreath. It was gone in a week. They didn't have any newspapers. I wonder how the word got around. But if you're going to win, you're going to have self-control. No broken training rules, discipline. You know, athletes in my mind are the mainstream disciplined people in the world because there's such an ego factor in it. And you, people will discipline themselves for their ego's sake, for self's sake. It's incredible how they will, but they will. So I'm saying to you, fight. Fight for purity. Fight for your life in Christ. And any ministry in your church or in your family or in your marriage or in your community is worth it. Always compete.